From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Jeanette Wolfberg reports for the Columbia paper that some members of the Hudson Housing Authority are looking to sell off Bliss Towers so the public housing is privatized. HHA Executive Director Tim Mattis claimed the process had begun already, as the Housing Authority has, and I quote, just submitted an application to convert, end quote, its status from public housing to a rental assistance demonstration, or something they call RAD. Tenants would have to sign new leases and deal with apartment reconstruction. Mattis said, and I quote, there will be very little change for existing residents. You will be grandfathered. We don't want anybody to be fearful. You can always come down to my office and talk to me if you have questions. My personal mission is to make sure everyone's housing is secure for the long term, end quote. The HHA Board of Commissioners meet next at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, December 12th, in the Bliss Tower Community Room. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Dana Rubenstein reports for Politico that after months of criticizing Donald Trump on the campaign trail, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo met with the president November 28th. Cuomo said afterwards, and I quote, I think it's fair to say that the meeting was a positive meeting. I think it's fair to say that the president was receptive to what we were talking about, and the president said that he wanted to take the next steps to find a way forward, end quote. Cuomo was mostly begging Trump to fund a tunnel to New Jersey from New York City. But the White House statement after the meeting was even more vague. The statement reads, and I quote, the group discussed a number of important topics focusing on infrastructure. The president cares deeply for his home state of New York and always appreciates the opportunity to engage with the governor on issues important to the state and region, end quote. Read the full story at Politico. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that the town of Ulster board votes at 6 p.m. December 4th whether a solar power proposal from Cypress Creek Landau Solar has cleared preliminary environmental reviews. Cypress Creek wants to put solar farms in several local towns, and their Ulster proposal is a 6-megawatt system on property owned by the Eddyville Corp., between State Route 32 and State Route 213 Mountain Road. Project consultant Michael Fishman said during a recent meeting about the project that about 30 acres of, and I quote, mature forest, end quote, and 20 acres of, and I quote, young growth, end quote, trees would be cleared if the proposal is approved. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Richard Moody for Columbia Green Media reports about the mystery of the Hudson Bear Store. Once upon a time, there was a store called the Bear Store. The store called Wine and Spirits moved right next door to the Bear Store on Green Street in a space that used to house the Fine Wines and Liquor Store. About a week or so later, the Bear Store closed and no one seems to know why. Evers KC, who works the counter at the Wine and Spirits, said, and I quote, we moved in a week ago and they closed Monday. I don't know why, end quote. A handwritten note on the inside of the door of the Bear Store is the only clue, saying that the store is closed until further notice and that customers should take their bottle returns to Beer World at 170 West Bridge Street in Catskill. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.